It's music that brings great moments of calmness. It's filled with great melodies, introspection, and inner calm. That's how Angèle Dubois describes the music on her new recording, Pulsations, with her ensemble La Pietà. And it's really quite beautiful. I think you'll enjoy it. I'm Julie Amacher, and this is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm talking with Angèle Dubois about her latest recording, Pulsations. Angèle, you have released, what, 40 recordings? Is this your 40th?
It's my 44th.
Oh, my gosh.
Pulsations is my 44th album in career. And I know it's starting to be a big number, and I must admit it's starting to impress me also.
Well, it seems you have an infinite amount of ideas. And I was wondering if perhaps that may even go back to your days as a student with Dorothy DeLay, who helped to open your mind and, well, she gave you a lot more musical freedom. Do you think that perhaps maybe that has something to do with the course of your career?
Yeah, sure. Of course, you know, every step in my career is important, and it's the baggage I have today as a woman of 57 years old. And the years I was at Juilliard School in New York with Dorothy DeLay gave me, of course, a lot of the technique, the baggage, technical baggage I needed also, but also to open my mind to go through the repertoire. And after New York, I went to Romania to study with Stefan Gheorghiu for 3 years from 81 to 84. And it was a very tough period. You know, we have to remember it was under the barbaric regime of Ceausescu. But it's 3 years where I learned, you know, listening to all this gypsy music playing around me in Romania. That's where I learned how to make a violin sing, how to make a violin cry, how to make a violin speak. So, you know, all those experiences I went through, also, you know, playing all the venues I had on stage. I started very young, you know, to give concerts at age 15. I was already doing career and traveling. So I've played in almost 50 countries. So, yes, this is Angèle Dubois today, you know, with those 44 albums. It means also 44 more chances to share and make people discover new music, composers, and all this with my violin.
Looking back at your career, did you imagine that it would go in the direction that it has?
Well, I was always, I was repeating myself that if I want a place under the sun, I need to work. I need to be serious with my studying. I'm 7 of 8 children family, and I started to play the violin when I was 4. And I was so happy to be old enough to start playing, just like my older brothers and sisters. And from that time, I learned that I can travel with music, I can meet people, I can go through a wonderful repertoire. So it's a gift. I'm a fulfilled woman today.
Is there anything about what you've done in the course of your career that maybe has surprised you?
Well, at the start of my career, I never could imagine that music would be so accessible and available throughout the world today. You know, to this day, my works have been streamed over 80 million times worldwide. And of course, it's a success that fills me with joy. But really, very honestly, you know, when I started, never I could have imagined that my music would be listened to, you know, for 40 million times. It's just numbers that I was not even hoping, you know. It was not in my mind at all. So it's amazing, you know. Of course, however, the remuneration, yes, for the artist stays minimal. It's a very positive point to think that music today is so accessible.
Do you think the repertoire you're choosing, especially, you know, when it comes to the contemporary and the modern composers, does that have anything to do with how accessible music is today? Is that you know, informing your choices of how you're putting your recordings together?
Yeah, well, I went through a lot of, you know, repertoire. Of course, at the start of my career, I was doing more the classical concertos, sonatas, recital. But I would say around 15, 20 years ago, I started to make a series of musical portraits of icons of contemporary music. I would say composer with unique signatures. And composer, of course, that have and will have an impact on the intellectual and musical life of our time. So, you know, I'm thinking of Philip Glass, of Arvo Pärt, of John Adams. And, well, I think that what makes this repertoire of minimalists so special and so successful, it's because this music brings great moments of calmness, great melodies, great moments of introspection and inner calm. And I think that moments that it, those moments we all need in our stressful lives today. And I can add to this also that the you know, in the minimalist music, the repetition captivates just like a mantra. And scientifically, it's proven that the repetition factor brings a high level of calm and concentration. And like I said, we do need this in today's life. So I think it's part of it. You know, I like to pick up my repertoire from different eras, different style, of course, but with no limit of choice. And it's a gift I gave to myself quite a long time ago. So I strongly feel that if a music speaks to me and that I have something personal to express, I should share it. So that's why, you know, I've been sharing all that music, and it's fantastic for a musician just to go and discover new music. It's fantastic.
One of those composers is Ludovico Einaudi, and you did a portrait of his music, and there are three more tracks of his music on your new recording, Pulsations. So clearly you had more to say when it came to this composer. Could you talk about these three pieces, please?
Well, first, Einaudi is a master of the melody, you know. He's Italian, what do you expect, huh? And so, yes, I decided to include three of his work in this new album. There's one piece called Night. It was originally written for piano and pre-recorded tape. So I decided to revisit this work, starting by replacing the piano solo for violin solo. Well, I'm a violinist, so. And then I had this idea to give the electroacoustic part to the harp. And I'm very happy because it gave a very successful final result with this ostinato that beautifully accompanies the violin melody. There's also a piece called Leonde. It's a gentle and soothing melody. And it will be completely different from the third choice title, Chorus. Chorus is a powerful, extremely energetic piece. And I should say that the solo violin part is as colossal as it is virtuosic. It's funny because I started to put on stage this album to play for in on live concerts,
And I should say this chorus is definitely a hit on stage. I would say it's a bomb. It's just amazing. And, you know, it's a mix of minimalist oriental jazz. You have also traditional folkloric music in this. And it's surprisingly colorful, and it's a wonderful mix.
The recording opens with a piece called Happiness Does Not Wait from an Icelandic composer.
It's the first time that I interpret a piece by Ólafur Arnalds. In a way, his music reminds me a little of the works of Arvo Pärt. It's a simple music. It's a music that also searches for raw materials to build upon. And it's filled, of course, with melancholia, that's for sure.
I really love the piece by Craig Armstrong, who's a Scottish composer, Far From the Madding Crowd, which comes from the film, is that right?
Yes, yes, exactly. Well, you know, today we have those composers writing for movie, for all those TV series, for video game. So it's amazing. We have plenty of composers that are, of course, doing also concertos and you know, the classical way. And Greg Armstrong is a busy composer on the musical scene today, that's for sure. But he wrote an opera and several classical commissions from orchestras and ensembles. And he also wrote many scores. Well, I know Romeo and Juliet, Moulin Rouge, and many others. And, you know, I fell under the charm of the beautiful violin solo in this film, excerpt from Far From the Madding Crowd. It's you know, easy to sing with my violin.
Alex Baranowski is featured on this recording. He's a composer from London, and the piece highlighted is called Margot. I'm wondering how you know him and his music.
Well, I'm always, you know, looking for new composers, new music. And I discovered Alex Baranowski, I would say, a little more than 2 years ago. And I found that his music is perfectly written for strings. And in a way, it's not surprising because he grew up in a very artistic family surrounded with music. And I was going to play in Europe, and I decided to call him and ask him if we can have, you know, a coffee, a glass of wine together. So I met him 2 years ago in London, and the first thing I told him is, you write so beautifully, your music is so wonderful and so violinistic. And he explained to me that, well, his grandfather gave him his first violin at the age of 6, and that he has always been obsessed with strings. And of course, it's a blessing for me. And I chosen the piece called Margot. And it's from a soundtrack, again, a soundtrack from the movie Nureyev. You know, it's a movie telling the story of the acclaimed ballet dancer. And Alex told me that he got approached by the film director, Jackie Morris, who wanted to tell Nureyev's story through
archive footage. But because much of his life, of course, had no footage, like his childhood or defection from Russia, she decided to use dance to tell his story. So, musically speaking, instead of traditional soundtrack, Alex Baranowski ended up writing a ballet to the film. So, yeah, you have this excerpt, and it's beautifully written, and it's called Margot.
There are a couple of young Canadians featured on this recording. Jean-Michel Blais, is it?
Jean-Michel Blais is a pianist. So it's around a cup of coffee in the Montreal Old Port last winter that I spoke to Jean-Michel Blais about my intention to adapting his piece, Nostos, for my string ensemble. And he told me it's actually the first time that his music is being revisited for a different type of formation. So Nostos is beautiful. And when, you know, I listened for the first time this piece on the piano, I thought, well, I guess I can add some layer of texture and color with the strings. So it's a revisit that give completely another way of listening to that wonderful piece.
What have you noticed about yourself as you're exploring these composers? Is there something maybe you've discovered about yourself?
Those composers have an impact on my musical life, and I would say on my intellectual life also. And it's important to keep a curiosity when you're an artist. You don't want to just go in your line and stay there. So I see my person as a person who like to widen my horizon of choice, my horizon of sentiments. Because, you know, of course, with a violin, I can express all the human emotions. So when I play those wonderful, iconic composers, of course, it gave me also the privilege of going through, you know, emotion with music.
Why did you choose the title Pulsations?
Pulsation marks time, you know. It infuses its rhythm in it and also evokes the heart. I wanted for this album to hunt for music that is actual and in the present, you know. So those composers I choose, whose music call out to me, and who with their unique signature mark time, our time. So that's Pulsation for me.
It's Music for Our Time with Angèle Dubeau and La Pietà, a new recording called Pulsations. Thanks to Valerie Kaler for producing this episode of New Classical Tracks. If you're enjoying New Classical Tracks, the absolute best thing you can do for the show is to tell somebody else about it. Help spread the word and take a moment to rate and review us on your podcasting app. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Locker.